James, this is our second annual Thanksgiving show.
Oh, super.
I know. I have the same lack of enthusiasm.
No, I think you have more than I do. I mean, I love Definitely. Thanksgiving as a holiday, but I don't like the personal Thanksgiving thing. I guess I'm just too much of an asshole.
Oh, the giving thanks before every meal.
Well, I go out of my way to thank people when they do nice things for me.
Right, right.
But I hate it when it's preset or predetermined or someone asks me to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I get that. I do have a Thanksgiving Costco update.
Wait, hang on a second. Why do you get that, though? I mean, why?
Well, because it just seems forced.
Because you're an asshole, too?
No, it just seems forced, and it's like preparing a speech for the Grammys or something where you just want to impress people.
So you think it's synthetic?
Superficial.
Superficial.
Right. Somewhat. I'm not saying it can't be sincere.
I wonder if that makes us bad people, though, if we just
Probably.
Don't like giving thanks. Okay.
Probably. But on an interesting note, no one here likes turkey. We discussed that, you know,
so don't,
a year
don't
ago.
Don't ask me to say thank you.
Okay, I don't.
I will say thank you if you do something nice for me.
Right.
I mean, you never do.
I never
but
do.
But if you ever did, no, you do. You do. I'm sorry. What was it about? You killed a turkey? What
no,
did
I didn't
do?
Kill a turkey. I went to Sprouts yesterday and they had these organic turkeys for $3.99 a pound. And I'm like, why? Why would I do this when no one likes turkey?
Yeah, why are you even asking that question?
No, so I left and then I went to Costco and people were standing in the meat aisle and everyone was like upset and the managers were all out there and there were no turkeys and they were filling the bins with like these weird turkey dinners and all kinds of cuts of beef and salmon and trying to appease people by encouraging them to buy. There wasn't even a chicken. Literally, this one woman was almost crying. This one woman, she was almost sobbing because there were no turkeys. And then, so one of the managers walked up to me. I was just standing there watching this. And he's like, there are no turkeys. I'm like, that's okay. He's like, we're getting hens in tonight. I'm like, no, seriously, it's okay, dude. Mm-hmm. We don't like it anyway. I'm just watching what's going on here.
Did they throw you out at that point?
No, they didn't. But they didn't have any whole chicken. I thought, well, I'll just get a chicken then and cook a chicken. There's only three of us and a dog, you know, whatever. And
cook the dog.
Yeah, no. So no chickens, no turkeys, and then there were no eggs.
Really? That's weird.
No eggs, and that's the second time I've gone to Costco and there were no eggs.
And for people who aren't familiar with Costco, or at least at my Costco, they literally have pallets filled with eggs. You walk into the cool room and there are 20 feet of eggs.
Right.
And they're just stacked on pallets, so they're tens of thousands of eggs at any given time.
Oh, at least. And that's how it's always been. And they're just not getting, I don't know if this Costco is mismanaged or if
no,
there's like a
it's probably you know people get weird
is it the area town I live in
no it's just it was like toilet paper at the beginning of the pandemic right it's like people go crazy they think there's a shortage of something and suddenly they desperately want it or anything associated with it like every cleaning product and its nearest right. relative was completely out of stock for an entire year
anyway that was my Costco story I don't get it I don't
that's my guess is that people just got weird. And they saw there were no turkeys, so they were just working backwards.
But this is the second time there were no eggs at the Costco.
No, then your Costco sucks.
I think so.
Your side of town sucks, though, so that's not really that much of a surprise.
Yeah, no, it's not a big reach. It's not a big reach at all. So.
But I surprisingly, I was at Costco yesterday as well. I didn't really think about it until I got there. I didn't think I would have to worry about the Monday before Thanksgiving.
I know.
This is several days before Thanksgiving. And, you know, it was more crowded than usual in the store. Mm-hmm. But the line still moved just as lightning fast as usual.
Right.
So I never worry about that. But the parking lot was essentially full. That really kind of blew me away.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my, you know, saga. I may have to start coming to your Costco. It's just a little further.
Oh, yeah. That would be stupidly out of the way.
Yeah, it is stupidly out of the way. There's one up at Arrowhead I can go to. Hey, quick question. Remember when Costco used to carry those Jelly Belly beans, but under a Kirkland label?
Oh, I have no recollection of that.
Oh, okay. Well, I never bought them and I was meant to. And then now they're not available either. So.
Well, that's Costco for you. They take away the things you like.
I did get cranberries there yesterday. Sprouts had no cranberries.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a third world country up here.
Don't get me wrong. I like turkey and stuffing, but I really am totally down for roasted vegetables these days. But I don't really care. I mean, just as long as it's good.
Right.
I could eat salmon.
Yeah, I'm doing...
If you want to get me some salmon, drop off some salmon.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do some salmon. Sprouts had some salmon. I'm not going back to Costco, and I'll just buy the salmon at Sprouts. Dad's like, just do salmon. I think we did salmon last year, didn't we?
So are we thankful for anything this year?
I'm thankful that the year is winding down and we kind of made it through. And I'm just thankful for my dog. I love him.
Well, I know I mocked you earlier before we started that you said the year was over, and I was like, the year's not over yet. But
I think the
reality is that the year, anything that was important has already happened.
Right.
Basically the election. You losing your body autonomy and the election were basically the big things for the year, and right. Those things are now over. Well, not over, but they've happened already, so.
Yeah. I'm glad the election went like it went.
We can migrate into follow-up now if you're done with your Thanksgiving.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, I'm okay. Done.
Judy Schwiebert won her election.
Yeah, she did.
I didn't follow up on Jean Castillo, did you?
I got an email from Judy, and she said, we won.
Okay, so you didn't follow up on that.
So I don't know if that was a pronoun or if it was like we.
That is a pronoun.
No, I mean a pronoun in the sense of, not in English, but pronoun.
Okay, I have no idea what that means now.
Like a we, they, them pronoun versus we.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know. She's too old. I think she's too old for that nonsense. The other follow up would be the Oreos. My beloved Oreos, right?
Yes.
That I finally found. Yeah, well.
They're gone.
They're gone. In the house, anyway. I usually only have one a day. If that.
Okay.
So the other day, after a 62-mile bike ride, I came in and I was like, oh, God, I want two Oreos today. It's going to be a two Oreo day today.
Uh-huh.
There was only one left.
Are they vegan?
Yeah.
Oh, shh.
So I was like yelling at my son, why are you eating all my, I got you a whole box of your own Oreos. Why are you eating mine? And he's like, I didn't eat them all.
Uh-oh. It was the dog.
And my wife was like, oh, I've been eating them. So everyone's eating my Oreos but me.
Oh, no. Can you find them in the store again?
Yeah, I just bought some more, but they're expensive. It was $4.80 for a box, which seems kind of expensive for Oreos.
And what's in there, like 18 cookies?
I don't know. Maybe 20.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that update.
Yeah.
Any bike shopping?
No. That's over. I mean, but that part of my brain needs something because I was always thinking about what bike to buy, and now I've bought the bike, so now my brain is trying to fill it with other things. So I'm thinking about, you know, putting drop bars in every bike that I see.
Oh gosh.
Which is just a silly thing to.
So do you walk into the shop?
Oh, I haven't gone to the shop. No, that's
oh, no.
That would be very dangerous. So should we talk about art today, or are we just talking about video games?
I think we should talk
games?
About art today.
I thought you wanted to talk about video games.
The only reason I wanted to bring up video games was because of FIFA and the World Cup.
I'm trying not to follow that, but that seems like a real debacle.
It seems like a shit show.
We're having two things melt down in the public square this week, Twitter and FIFA. FIFA?
Right.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
I don't know.
It's European. Who cares? I mean, it's worldwide. But
it's a worldwide situation. But I thought it was interesting that this FIFA gamer meets best mates for the first time at his wedding. I thought that was such a cute article. But why was he a FIFA gamer?
That's a whole different thing. Oh, well, you know, FIFA is a huge video game franchise. Aside from being, you know, in the actual world, the soccer world league thing, which is obviously the biggest sporting thing in the world.
Right.
It's also a huge video game franchise.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. And there's a huge tie-in. FIFA makes vast amounts of money from the video game. Probably more than they do from the real game. Probably not. I'm joking. But
the real game.
They update it every year with a new player. So you get to play your favorite player in the game.
Aww.
And all the sporting things do that. So NFL and basketball and whatnot. It's all nonsense. I hate that. I hate that kind of gaming. Because if you want to play soccer, just go outside.
That would make sense.
Yeah. You know, I can't go outside and shoot people. So I do it in video games.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's Arizona, so technically I can.
Yeah,
am
we won't
to
talk about
people.
You. No, don't even go that down there. But no, I thought this guy, Ryan George, he said his online friendships were the most accessible and important for his mental health. This resonated for me because when Tropic Escape first started, I was in a group, and it was just such a bunch of sweet women. I mean, they were all women. We were all just doing this silly game, trying to figure it out. No one knew, like, we just kind of grew up with the game. Like, it just started and we got in this group. And we were friends for, like, years. A couple of them followed me to the new group. And then we did chat offline, just like this guy was saying. And we were sent Christmas cards and I would knit hats with their grandkids. I mean, it just really got, like, very sweet. You know, and with the pandemic, until I got kicked off the island, you know, that group, and some of them were there, and the ones that were in that group followed me to the new island.
So you used it as an online community. I think
yeah,
is
it
what
was
you're
an online community. I think that's all I'm trying to say.
A positive one.
I don't know.
You're not spreading
fun.
Misinformation or anything or dissing each other. You're just actually having a good community.
Right. And it was.
Yeah, that's what I have too when I play games. And I play more video games at night when I'm online with my friends. They're not always on. But actually, it's kind of funny. Like 2 or 3 days ago, I've been playing game. I don't know how long. It's probably been 5 years since I've been playing games with this guy. I just hooked up with him randomly through a Halo game. You know, we both had our mics on and we were both kind of being, what's the word? Not negative, but spicy, I guess the kids say these days. So we I joined his quote party after the game and we started playing together, and that was like 5 years ago. And it came up the other day because he said, "Oh yeah, it was my daughter's third birthday today." I was like, "Holy cow! I remember when you were talking about her, you know, your wife being pregnant with her." So it doesn't seem like it's been 3 years, but then I was thinking, "Oh gosh, it's been more than that because we were talking about your wedding like 2 years before that." I remember talking with Scott and Josh. Nobody knows who these people are, but so Josh is the one who has a 3-year-old daughter, and Scott and I were friends before that, and then we were talking to Josh at one point before his wedding, giving him advice about what to do at the wedding because we were old married guys and he was the young
the youngin.
No,
I just thought, you know, and I think
wait a second.
Okay, go ahead.
Did I just admit to talking about weddings and kids?
You did. What the hell?
I guess guys do that. I guess I'm sorry. Anyway, you may proceed.
You did.
Now
I just think it's like they're kind of sweet relationships, and they really filled the void. You know, they really filled the void during the lockdowns and shit. And it's like, I don't know.
Oh, but let me be clear. Let me be clear, though. While we're talking about wives and girlfriends and babies and pregnancies and weddings and stuff like that, we're shooting other people.
Oh, okay. So
I mean, we're online. We're playing Halo. And we're killing people.
Okay. Okay.
That comes first.
Okay.
I don't know what comes first.
Chicken or
the
egg?
I just
want to
make sure you know I'm still a toxic masculine kind of guy. No, it just happens to talk about babies once in a while.
And Oreos.
Oreos are the best. At least the one I found. Cookie chocolate something. I can't remember the name of it now. Have we spent the whole episode talking about nothing so far?
Nothing.
Oh yeah. So the point of the BBC article and the title of the article is FIFA gamer meets or FIFA. FIFA gamer meets best mates for first time at his wedding. So he had been playing with these guys for several years, and then he invited them to his wedding, and they came.
It was like
everything was normal.
I thought that was so sweet.
It was like normal, regular guests. Because, you know, when you talk to someone that long, you get a sense of who they are. So it's
not like that.
It's not that weird. It's not like you met someone online 2 weeks ago and you invite them to your wedding.
Right. No, he said he'd been playing with these guys since he was 17 years old.
And it was also, well, some of them, but some of them were much newer. And then I thought an important part of the conversation was, he says, just talking about rubbish most of the time and gave each other a bit of stick about the different football teams. And that means, you know, they're basically just dissing each other and being jerks to one another and being guys. That's how guys are.
A bit of stick?
Yeah. You know, being, as I said earlier, spicy.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Insulting each other. We get on there and we insult each other. The best thing we do at night is to figure out different ways to insult each other.
I see. Okay, I didn't. I was like, bit of stick. Interesting.
When you can insult each other in a loving way, that's when you're really good friends with someone.
Very good.
Especially,
anyway.
Especially if you can base it on their race or ethnicity or religion, that's the best. Those are the best insults.
That's just horrible.
I know, but that's how it is. Do you want to know about masculinity? That's where it is.
God, I don't.
But we know we don't mean it. That's the whole point.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We can actually get to the point where you can say stuff like that and know that people and know that you don't mean it.
Okay.
Of course, then you record it and use it against them later, and then.
Oh God! Stop.
You're not running for president anymore. Suddenly.
Well, that didn't seem to stop someone.
Well,
back in the day,
some people make their lives off of being a jackass.
Right.
All right. No, that was the first thing he actually started making. It was the first time he started making money when he started insulting people on the show of his. His TV career was the only thing he ever made money on.
I didn't really pay much attention to him back in the day.
It was hard to ignore him because he was so desperate for attention. You know, they had that whole, Forbes had that whole list of billionaires and whatnot.
Yes.
100 wealthiest people in the world.
Uh-huh.
And it was really hard to make that list because nobody wanted to be on the list because they didn't want the exposure.
Oh,
how does it help you if you're the second or third or fourth or 99th most wealthy person in the world for people to actually know that? You're just going to get more telephone calls and emails and people trying to figure out how to get your money, right?
Mm.
So the only person who ever tried to get on the list was Donald Trump.
No.
There was a great story from the reporter who did that. He covered that area for years, and he said he would regularly get calls from Donald Trump to see if he was on the list yet, or how to stay on the list, or how to get on the list, and why he wasn't on the list, and this is why I'm so great and should be on the list, and it was kind of stupid. So the reporter, whose name I've completely forgotten, he looked back in historically and said, you know, he put him on the list well before he should have been, because he was doing some digging into the financials and realized that Trump had lied to him about his financials and put him on the list long before he should have been.
No, I've just turned off the news. After the election, I'm kind of on a news fast. Other than
Twitter?
No, I'm done with Twitter. I've been done with Twitter.
No, I'm just saying that's in the news too. That's not something to, you know, ignore. It's really interesting. I don't know. Twitter may fail or it may not fail, but it's happening right now, so it's worth paying attention to.
Maybe I should rephrase that. I was not paying attention to the political news. Like, I can't stand to hear another thing about Herschel Walker. I don't want to hear anything else about...
That's not our state, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I just don't even want to hear it. You know, it's just the whole thing. Now, the Twitter thing, what are your thoughts about that? I mean, I'm
not an expert on it, so it seems it's well outside my purview. I'm not sure what I can comment on it, other than obviously Musk is completely incapable of running this company properly. He made some massive mistakes because smart people think they're smart in all realms when they're not. You know, they have a couple of successes here and there, and then suddenly they think they can have a success anywhere else, which is why he opened his big mouth and said some really stupid things about Ukraine a few months ago. And now, you know, he took over Twitter and did a bunch of really stupid things. It's, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Ass backwards.
It just seemed to me like he was trying to be outrageous.
I think he was, I don't know how to say this without being crude, but he was swinging his manhood around, thinking that he could walk in there and just fix everything without having any real clue as to what the problems were. It's like if you talking about how easy it is to fix healthcare and how you're going to literally every week you promise in 2 weeks you're going to release your healthcare plan. And then you never do. And then one day you say, hey, who knew healthcare was so complicated? Like every adult in the room, you redheaded twit.
Right. So I got off the platform, the Twitter platform, a while ago. We've talked about that before. And there's nothing that makes me want to reengage with it. Nothing.
That's because you didn't have the right people to follow. I followed mostly news sources on there. So and that's
no,
really been very helpful.
A lot of good people, but there was just so much crap, too. And I don't know. I just...
That's because you read the comments. You broke the rule. You don't read the comments.
Right. No, and the people I followed some quality people. I followed a lot of political stuff. It just seemed to have this, there was a tone, an underlying tone with Twitter that irritated my energy field or something.
I think that, again, that's just based on who you follow.
Yeah, I just...
No, you're right. No, actually, stepping back, there's a lot of different tones, not a lot of which aren't good. You have to go out of your way to avoid the general tone on Twitter.
Right. It was just that tone of like, rah, rah, rah. Like everyone just had to have a snarky comment. Everyone had to, you know, maybe it just from the inception when, what were, how many characters were you limited to initially?
140, I think.
140, yeah. And then they expanded it and it just got worse when they expanded it. Maybe the terseness made it more
I didn't really
fun.
See that much of a change when it changed character, but that's just me.
Oh, I saw a little bit.
You know, and the other thing that I felt is not a good look for Musk was that he left it up to a Twitter poll, or he claims to have left it up to a Twitter poll as to whether or not to let Trump back on. And that seems like such a cowardly thing to do. It's like, oh, well, you know, that's the vote was to let him back on, so it's not up to me. It's your damn company. Of course it's up to you.
Well, how was it a poll? I don't think,
He made a Twitter poll, so anybody could vote. I voted.
Oh, did you?
I voted do not let him back on.
Right.
And it was 48 to 52. So this is not an overwhelming landslide of people
right.
saying, yeah, we definitely want it back on. And I wonder, one of Musk's big complaints about Twitter was all the bots.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if he bothered to account for the bot votes.
Probably not. Who was left to account for them?
Well, that's a good point. Most of the teams in Twitter were eviscerated by firings and people leaving after the ship seemed to be sinking.
Right.
But I don't know if it's going to sink or not. It could, you know, it could be offline next week and never come back, or it could weather this and go on to do great things. But it's kind of hard to see how, because I don't know how he's going to make enough money to keep it afloat now that he's driven most of the advertisers away.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh well, you know, it was an interesting experiment.
He's gotten himself in the same boat with Trump, because Trump has a history of being or he may surpass Trump. I haven't done the actual math on this, but I'm pretty sure that Trump has probably destroyed more wealth than any other person in history just by going bankrupt 5 or 6 times and handling his money so badly. But now Musk, you know, taking $44 billion and, right, how much was Twitter? $40 billion, whatever he spent on
Twitter. It was 40 or 44 or some, it was something outrageous.
And just burning it. Just burning it. It's gone.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Maybe it was like flapping the manhood or whatever you said. Swinging the manhood.
Waggling it around in the air.
Yeah. But, you know, $44 billion is no sneeze. And it just seems like there's absolutely no rationale that I can think of that he would have gone in and just made the decisions he made without just trying to be outrageous. Like it was a game.
I think it's hard to know because his public persona, I think, is divorced from how he acts in private. Because his public persona is really just a troll. He's really kind of a troll. His public persona, his public tweets are pretty awful. He's really not very good at tweeting.
Oh.
moving on.
Yeah, let's just move right on from that.
All right, so the other gaming news. Thanks, FIFA, for getting us completely off topic. Back to the gaming news, and not video gaming, but the real FIFA gaming is
right.
Seems like they picked the wrong country to go to for their World Series.
Like
boy, that turned into a disaster.
It did. Did you know that Jungkook like did the opening ceremony and he sang a song?
Who?
Jungkook from BTS.
Oh, who cares?
Okay. Anyway, I just had to get that in there. There was some bright moments.
For some people, for some wacky people. I thought, isn't he in the army now? Shouldn't they be
no,
showing up
to shooting
Jin's
people?
No, that's
Jin. Going to the army.
Don't they all have to go into the army?
Eventually.
Eventually. Eventually when they turn 12?
When they turn, is it 28 or 30?
I don't
30.
Know. They all look like they're 11 years old. To follow up with more gaming news is that there was a report that showed that playing lots of video games may benefit kids' brains. There was a correlation that they found between, let me just quote, gamers outperform non-gamers at tasks involving impulse control and memory.
Hmm.
And again, further, gamers' brains showed more activity in regions associated with attention and memory.
That kind of makes sense.
And I looked at the study, and it seemed like a pretty reasonable study. They didn't try to make any bold claims about it. It's like, oh, you play video games, and you're suddenly going to get better at this. But it also reiterates some earlier studies. It was done like 15, 20 years ago, or maybe 10 to 15 years ago. Oh, gosh, maybe it was close to 20 years ago that showed that certain types of surgeons who played certain types of video games had much better results, and it was showing a relationship between three-dimensional spatial relations, and it was endoscopy, like where you're sticking cameras into the body, and it made sense. I don't know if there was an actual scientific correlation, but it makes sense that video games, you're disconnecting your body from what you're seeing, right? This on the screen, you're running around in a 3D world, but your body's not. So your ability to process that, to be able to, you know, project your mental state into a camera that is moving around separately from your body, that's like playing video games. It's kind of the same thing as endoscopy, you know, putting trying to guide a camera through the body. That made sense. And that's actually why I bought Halo, so that my wife, who was doing endoscopy at the time, could become better at endoscopy, but she didn't do
it. I think
you
told me this.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for her because she was scared of the alien, so she was just hiding behind rocks, and she refused to play.
Oh, my God.
So, as usual, I had to do all the work and shoot all the aliens, and she hid behind rocks.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know. This is very, you know, one data point here, but my son has been playing video games for a long time, and he seems like a much more stable kid than I ever was.
Because of the video games?
I'm not saying it's because of the video games. I'm just saying he plays a lot of video games, and he does seem like he does have better impulse control than I ever did at his age. And I don't know if his memory's any better. He certainly doesn't remember anything I care about, but
it'd be interesting to do more, you know, because correlation does not necessarily imply causation. You know that. So, you know, I wondered if it was because the games actually deliver some benefit, or if those who are ready, because they seek out games, are already better at that anyway.
Yeah, so they weren't able to show a causation. They don't know what's causing, if there's, like you said, if there is a causal relation or not, but they were able to show a correlation, which is the beginning of a study, but
it's the beginning of a study, yeah. I think it'd be interesting to see, because certainly gaming got a lot of bad press in terms of violence, so it'd be nice to have a positive spin on it.
Yeah, he doesn't seem any more violent. I mean, I was much more violent. I'm not joking. I was a lot more angry and a lot more violent as a teenager. And football was a good outlet for me. Or either that, or maybe it made it worse. But it felt like it was a good outlet. I think the worst thing for me was the comic books, because the comic books constantly had a narrative of you're facing strife in your life because you're different. You know, the superheroes were different, so they were always persecuted. Uh-huh. And at the end of the comic book is always solved by violence.
Yes.
So strife caused by being different and solved by violence. That was the essential thinking of comic books. And that is basically what a lot of our media is today. All the Marvel movies are basically that.
They are. That's an interesting observation. I didn't really pay that much attention to Marvel or comics.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I was busy doing. Probably shopping. A friend called me yesterday. She said she doesn't think she'll ever go shopping again. She's just going to buy everything online. She went into a Macy's or something and said that was a horrific experience.
That's really weird.
And left.
Just before we wrap up, because we're about to wrap up.
Yeah, good.
Just so this wasn't a completely wasted episode, We will mention one really wonderful thing, which won't take you very long to look at. It's a video from the Met, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. They had many years ago, unfortunately, so you can't go and see it. But you can see the video, which is only 7 or 8 minutes. China Through the Looking Glass.
Yes.
And this was a walkthrough, a beautifully done walkthrough of a gallery they set up where they were looking at not only Chinese fashion, but how people responded to it as well. Mm-hmm. So Western influences, and it was just bowled me over. I'm not really a fashion guy who looks at dresses a lot, but I was wowed by this, the work that was in that. The work was stunningly creative, was beautiful. It was presented in a way that it seemed to make it easy to understand and accessible.
Right. It really had a narrative.
I think you just said in one word what I spent a minute trying to blurt out.
Right. Andrew Bolton, the curator of Costume Institute at the Met, narrates it. And it was absolutely beautiful. And I liked how they split up the different sections of the show. They talk about Imperial China, where the designs were really drawn. You know, the designers are really drawn to that style. It's kind of what you think about, because the premise of the show was the image. It wasn't about China per se, but about an image of China
right.
that exists in the Western imagination.
I think that's one of the things that came through so clearly in the way they presented it and the show itself, is that this isn't China necessarily. Here's some China, and this is how we see China.
This is how we see China. And typically, you know, with the 12 Buddhist symbols, how they were imbued into the garments, and the nationalist China.
And the flappers.
Yeah, the flappers. I thought that the qipao, they said it represented modernity, because that era was nationalist or Republic of China. It was like, 1912 to 1948. And then the People's Republic of China, 1948, with Maoism, they had the Mao suit, which they said is just, it was such a utilitarian kind of thing, but so iconic. I enjoyed the video. I'll link it in the show notes. I wanted to ask you, which pieces stood out to you that would just bowl you over?
It was the whole presentation. I come away with a different thinking of China and how we see China, and this sort of imprint is like there's now they took a stamp and stamped my brain with this kind of China influence, and I thought that was really wonderful.
It changes you for
an 8-minute video. That I think that's pretty impressive. And I've watched it a couple of times, and I will watch it again.
Yeah, I wanted to see it in person. One of the pieces that really stood out to me was the Dior calligraphy. Mm-hmm. The dress.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. It's like I won't pick any one thing out, because every single piece that I saw in the video had its own impact.
Exactly. But that I don't know, there was something about the calligraphy, taking that stamped calligraphy and then putting it onto fabric. And it just, and then when I think of that being like, oh, was that my favorite? You can't really pick it. The whole thing, it's a unit. You can't really separate it out. But then the use of the white and blue pottery and some of the dresses, I thought that was just beautiful.
Every room they went through had some stunning piece of work.
Yes.
So fashion is art.
Fashion is art.
How about that?
I've always thought that, though, haven't you?
To some degree. And one thing I can say about the show is there were no turkeys in it.
Okay. There weren't.